brother like lived in a haunted house. He swears to it back up there in White Plains. He swears by it. Faucets going on in the middle of the night, doors slamming, all sorts of crazy crap.
Isn't this very, like, it's easy to confirm? How come people are like, oh, it was haunted, bad, and only me? If they were real, like, I love these paranormal jackasses that go into these places with all kinds of machinery and don't find anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, I mean, when you're living in that situation, you have no doubt in your mind, you know?
Yeah, but how? Then why wouldn't you just run video all the time?
Well, maybe it doesn't get picked up by the video.
Oh, stop.
That's what I
Camera
think.
Shy ghosts.
Maybe ghosts. Maybe they're union actors.
Yeah.
Why do ghosts have
to be paid?
Why do you have to see ghosts? Just because that's how it's portrayed in movies?
No, but you would see some kind of weird activity happening. Like, there was something that was the creepiest damn thing, and it was obviously some kind of gimmick, but it was when webcams first really getting popular, and a lot of people were just going on the chick webcams, the college webcams, things like that. But there was one, it was a haunted house cam, and all the cameras were black and white, and you could go to various rooms in the house and just look at down the hallways.
Ugh.
Like, and then they had the basement and the crawl space was one of them.
Ugh.
And it's like a lot of people have reported seeing a white see-through figure moving at the end of this hallway. And you'd look at it, and I'm like, I can't look at this, because if I see something, I'm going to drop dead. I just cannot take anything like that. Creepy cameras. You're switching around to different rooms. This room was, you know, used as a nursery, and the baby died, and there's all kinds of weird stories in there, and I just could not look at these cameras.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. Let's say hi to Joe in Rockland County. Joe, what's up?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I got a kind of a funny story. I work for Con Edison down in the city, and we're in basements and people's houses every day, and you would be amazed at the sounds and the energy you feel in some of these homes. I totally agree with Old.
Yeah.
You go in some of these houses, and it's just like you go in these dark, dingy basements, and you see, like, shadowy things and noises. You hope, you pray it's just a rat, because God forbid it's, you see something, it's like, ah, you're out of there. You know.
Look, I don't know what it is, but I definitely feel an energy in some houses.
Yeah.
When I go through them, I know that. I don't know what it could be. Maybe there's too much electricity being pumped through the house because it's old. I don't know. I don't know what it could be, but I definitely feel creepy feelings in certain houses. Yes.
Mine's
it's
just
scary.
This fear.
I agree with you. It's scary.
Right,
mine's
thanks,
just
Joe.
Fear. I'm a baby when it comes to things like that. I was doing a job once at this huge, like, old estate. Had to be 180 years old, and they were renovating it and turning it into a country club somewhere on the North Shore of Long Island. And we were the first ones in to pull out old radiators and copper piping and things like that. And it was just me and two other guys on our crew and this huge place. So we went exploring around the place.
Oh,
and
man.
It was four stories with these spiral staircases and huge stairs and big rooms with fireplaces in them. It was just a beautiful estate, but it was abandoned for so long that you'd open up these rooms and wonder what happened in them over the years. And just getting there early in the morning where it was still kind of dark and you're just there with your flashlight. Oh, so scary. So goddamn scary. Just because if I saw anything, that's it. And I'd be walking just going, please don't see anything. Don't see anything because you'll go crazy. They'll just lock you up in an institution. If I saw something like that, just put me in the mental ward because I'd just be freaking out.
And why are we so scared? Like a ghost, you know, you're not going to lose a fight against a ghost.
But how do you know?
The ghost is going to punch right through
and
you.
And you don't want to see this. You don't want to see like, here it is, here it is. I'd be like, what? What is it? Oh, what was that?
Anthony, come with us. Walk into the fireplace.
No! But see, I would freak out.
But see, the ghost can't kill you.
He can with fear. With
keep you
fear?
Up all night, too, rattling, causing a ruckus.
Yeah. A ruckus. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. What a ghost would do is like every time it piped up, you went, would you shut up? And just got really...
Quiet.
You weren't afraid of it. You just hated it.
All right.
Right already. I heard, boo, I get it.
That would be funny.
You got
probably,
me.
It would probably really piss the ghost off. Just oh, this guy's unscarable.
Just turn a really big fan on because it can't hold its form.
Oh, then it would just blow away,
now
surround yourself
do?
With fans.
Now what are you going to do without those bones and skin?
Being haunted by fog?
Right. Chris, what's up?
Hey, I want...